Welcome to Next Steps, a podcast from Black Hawk Church. We believe that following Jesus is a lifelong journey. So no matter where you're at, there's always a next step to take. Each week on this podcast, we'll create space for real conversations about the questions we wrestle with, the challenges we face, and the hope we find in Jesus. Our goal isn't to have it all perfectly figured out, but to walk faithfully towards Jesus together. We're so glad you're joining us. Let's dive in.
All right. Well, welcome back to our final podcast episode of this Colossians series. Joining me again this week is Pastor Tiffany Malloy. Tiffany, how's it going?
Hey, you guys. Good.
Good. I can't believe Colossians is wrapping up.
Yes. It has been a good series. I have felt so encouraged by it.
Yeah.
And challenged.
Yeah.
Challenged for sure.
But yeah, it's been a great series. I've learned a lot. As I've prepared to preach this last week and, from everything that's been happening. And we had Phoebe on a couple of weeks ago talking about the Bible study, and I've heard some amazing stories of the way that God has been working in the Bible study this semester as well, and just the work that God is doing. So yeah, Colossians has been a great book for us to dig into. And maybe if you have stories or things that God has been teaching you or anything like that, feel free to reach out, whether you see us on a Sunday or email thepodcast@blackhawkchurch.org. But it's been a good fall.
Yeah, we would love to know those stories. Actually, sometimes when we hear stories, we share those in our teaching team meetings just as a way of an encouragement to our teachers. And so please feel free to share.
Yeah. Well, this past week, I talked about how we are transformed as we put on our new identity in Christ and some of that kind of stuff. But also spiritual practices are a part of that, the ways that we engage with God so that he brings about transformation in our life. And if you listen to the podcast last week, we kicked off this idea of a rule of life, this kind of trellis or foundation that that we can build upon to be able to get in intentional rhythms in our lives to see God bring change and transformation and to bring intimacy with him and all that kind of stuff. So as promised, we said that we would share a little bit of our rule of lives. So we're gonna do that right now. We're gonna jump in and talk about some of that.
Let's
so this
it.
Is a little bit vulnerable.
I know, right? So it's like, oh, it's recorded. People are gonna, it's good. But this is good. It's helpful. We go first.
So if you see us, you can be like, how's that going for you? You can hold us accountable to to these things. That's
good.
Great. So, anything else, Tiff, before we jump in that you want to share just about the fall or rule of life in general?
Yeah. You know, I think one of the things that could be helpful, Chris, you actually shared a little bit, I think last week, about how you do this. So you have a week in between Christmas and the new year where you kind of create some intentional space to spend time thinking through, okay, reviewing your rule of life. How is that working for me? Prayerfully asking God, is there something different that you want to do?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I've never been like a huge New Year's resolution person necessarily, but I don't know. That week feels like a week where it's like, as a society, we kind of do this too. Like you get, what is it? Your Spotify Wrapped or whatever, end of the year playlist. I'm not as much a Spotify user, so mine, isn't quite as fun. But we're often looking back as a society on things that have happened. And so for me, it's always been kind of this introspective week of like, what has God done over this last year? Just in my life and our family's life and that kind of thing. But also there's just something about heading into a new year that often has me, thinking and praying through what's next and what the next year might hold. And so that's looked a variety of ways. Sometimes it's just reviewing the rule of life that we're about to talk through and seeing if there's anything that I would adjust or specific practices or things like that. And other times, there have been years where we've talked about like a prayer of examine on the podcast before or done it occasionally on Sunday mornings. There are, maybe we can post this in the show notes, there are like annual prayer of examine sort of things too that it takes a lot longer, but you could actually look back over a longer period of time and get into specific areas of our lives of how God showed up and how you want him to move in the future. So it's always looked different, but it's always been a helpful time of year just to think about what's been and to look forward to what's ahead and ways that I want to see God show up, and gives me things to pray about in the year ahead and stuff too. So
I love that. Let's definitely put that in the show notes, because I think that'd be a helpful resource.
Yeah.
For me, I mean, I love that week too. It's like a special sacred week. But for me, as I think about Rule of Life, which I will get into, but one of the things I do on a semi-annual basis is I take a 3-day retreat by myself. And so I've done this when the kids were tiny, and because I needed it desperately. Now that my kids are older, I'm like, it's still helpful, but maybe I could do it at home. Mm-hmm. I maybe wouldn't have to go away. But it's during these times that I just kind of, for a part of my time away, look at the Rule of Life and kind of prayerfully ask God, like, hey, are there things that I might want to change? This year I have a couple of things, a couple of areas in my life, which I'll share in a little bit, but that I'm like, I wonder, this is maybe an area that I could, that God might be inviting me to make some changes in. And so maybe that would kind of be incorporated into my Rule of Life.
No, I love that. I'm always so inspired by those of you that can get away and and do that for a retreat. I probably could too if I really was intentional about it. And yet, if that feels really hard, I know that couples do this together sometimes too. They'll do like a state of the family, like weekend away, just as a couple or mom and dad, and you spend some time talking about it together, and then some time apart, just kind of praying through these things. And so again, there's a lot of ways that it could look, a lot of things you could do, but just having the time.
Yeah,
so
totally.
Well, should we jump in?
Okay, let's do it.
You want to start? Like, how do you think about Rule of Life, and what does that look like for you?
Yeah. So for right now, it is rhythms for me. So I've divided up my Rule of Life into daily, weekly, kind of monthly, yearly rhythms. Makes most sense to me right now in my life for this time. So daily, I spend time in morning prayer. Oftentimes, I use the app Lectio 365. I don't always. There's sometimes I get away from that. I need something new. But I just, it's kind of a time of centering my attention on God. So this could be while I'm brushing my teeth and, you know, whatever. It doesn't have to be huge, but it's just this intentional setting myself, because it's very easy for me just to start looking at my schedule for the day, what needs to be done, without centering myself. So that's and then evening reflection, again, not always, but my goal hopefully is to just use the daily examine as a short, just like, hey, Lord, where have I seen you show up today? Where are places, what am I grateful for? What are places that felt hard today? And I'm kind of reflecting on that. So just a quick review of the day. And then Duolingo is my last daily rhythm. So most people are like, wait, what? And so for me, what this means is, so I'm learning Spanish, so doing Duolingo every day is just this daily reminder that God cares about people from different cultures and with different language groups. It's kind of a practice of crossing differences and for the sake of the other, investing my time and energy into ways of connecting with people, especially people that I love in my life who whose native language is Spanish, and as a way of act of love. And so some days I don't want to do Duolingo. But I have to remind myself, okay, this is an act of love. And then also we were talking about sometimes it can just feel it's gamified. That's literally what Duolingo is. And so love that. Love to check off boxes. That's who I am. And so it kind of reorders that in my mind.
Yeah, I love that one. We were teaching a course, you and I, a couple of years ago, where we did pretty much the same thing and shared our Rule of Life. And I was like, that is amazing, because I had never thought of it as a spiritual practice before or as something that I would include in a Rule of Life. And yet I think it shifted something for me. At that point, I was like, you know what? I'm going to invest. I'm going to pay like the subscription. Mm-hmm. And we have a family plan that a bunch of us staff are on that we just.
Thank you for that, Chris. Yeah. No longer did I have to. It helped it not be so gamified, to be honest. Because
we're in it
together.
Not,
you had hearts and you had to you know, do all these practices. I don't know. It felt too hard. But now it just feels more of a practice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I love that there's a communal aspect to it for us. But yeah, same thing. It shifted of like, I don't know, I'm not just doing this to check off a box or to do it, but like, I want to be someone, like you said, that like loves people intentionally in that way. And I will probably never be fluent in Spanish or trying to learn some Mandarin. And yet, like, it's honoring to do that. And I feel like even vocationally, like as the pastor of Braider Way, where those two languages are prominent, like that means something to be doing that. And so to see that as a way to engage with God even, or to love and to serve those around us, is super helpful. So anyway, I love that. I love that. So that's good. An example. This is flexible, but I love that you include that in your rule of life. So,
that's good.
So what else?
So those are my daily, my daily rhythm is weekly worship gathering on Sunday. That is, just an encouragement. I mean, I hope that for all of us that sometimes it is a practice, not we don't always want to show up and be with the body and to be able to worship and to be under similar teaching and to be encourage one another and connect with one another. And so some days that is a discipline, some weeks that is a discipline for me, but because maybe I want to do something else. Or I want to go downstairs and work in my office instead of attending a worship service and being a part of that. And so so that is an intentional part of my weekly. Mm-hmm. Also, Friday Sabbath is a big part. So Fridays I have off because I work on Sundays. And so during the summers, this doesn't really exist for me because we have family is home and all that stuff. But during the school year, I have the day alone in my home. And so it is a day where I try not to work on my to-do list.
Yeah.
And again, maybe there's a theme here. That is hard for me when I get stuff done. It feels good to me to get stuff done.
Yeah.
And so it's the open hands, Lord, like I can stop doing and like the world still goes on. You are still at work and you're still accomplishing your purposes without me. And so it is a good reminder to me that the world doesn't need me to do stuff.
Yeah, that's good.
To make it go round. Yeah. And then also community group. Chris, you and I are in the same community group. So that's a part of, we meet every other week, not weekly, but that's just this gathering community to pray for one another and to be open and honest. And it's a good for me. And then also kind of a part of the community thing, every other week I meet with Rat Pack, which I've kind of, if you've been around for a while, we, did a message, me and, two of my friends, Rachel and Alicia, who meet on a regular basis, right? This has changed over time. We're starting to do something a little bit different because we needed to change it up. So basically it's a time of just intentional community where we're coming and sharing, the things that we might not be sharing anywhere else. And then praying really intentionally for one another. And so right now we're using, so I went to a Methodist seminary, and John Wesley is like a hero some of you are Methodists, you understand this. I'm not Methodist. I just went to a Methodist seminary. But he, created this thing called a band, which basically is a group of 2 to 4 people who meet really intentionally and have really intentional questions. People still use these 4 questions every day. And so it's talking about what is the thing that you haven't told anybody? Like, is there a secret that you need to share? Where have you seen God? I can put those in the show notes. That's what we're using right now to try to, we just kind of realized that maybe, again, we were just kind of staying on the surface and that was taking up a lot of our time. And we actually don't have time to stay on the surface. We're on the surface with a lot of people in our lives. And so if this is going to be a practice, we need to get into the things that we need to get into. So it's been a good challenge.
Yeah, you should definitely post those. A little update from the last time you talked about that group. So that's great. Yeah.
And then monthly giving of my resources. My husband and I are intentional about giving monthly to the local church as well as some other people and places that we have felt led to give to or doing missional work. That's a big part of our lives, wanting to be generous. I have a monthly book club with some friends who don't follow Jesus. And for me, that is a part of my role of life because I want to always be in community and close relationship with people who are far from God and who I can be praying for and supporting and encouraging. And then this is a really weird one, but I have to tell myself to do something fun, to give myself permission to play. Most of you are like, man, I don't even understand that. Again, how I'm wired. So for me, Legos, puzzles, sometimes just going out to dinner just because is fun for me. Yeah. And so I have to do that. If not, I won't. Just have fun.
Yeah.
I'll just, so it's fun. I enjoy it. I enjoy it. It's good for me. And then finally, my yearly is my 3-day retreat that I was telling you guys about earlier. And I do this twice a year. It's not always at the same time, but generally the fall and the spring is what I try to do. How I do it, there's a place up north here in Wisconsin that is a retreat center for pastors. So that's, or people in ministry. It's free. So that's so nice to be able just to get away with some housing and like their tiny houses. So fun. Where I just kind of bring my food, bring my things, and sit with God for a couple of days. And so this year, I'm actually about to go on it just this week. So I've been thinking about how I'm, you know, kind of preparing myself for that and preparing to kind of review this rule of life. I think for me, a couple of things that I'll be thinking about, technology, my phone, scrolling is a problem. I think I've talked about it a few weeks ago. Obviously, this is a problem. And so there's some invitations. I don't know what that's going to be yet. And then sleep is the other thing that I am thinking about. I'm totally fine. Recently had kind of a medical thing event. Turns out, you know, I met with my doctor this week and she's like, girl, you need to sleep like more. And she's a Christ follower. So we were even talking about like, why don't I want to sleep? Right. Like, I mean, I sleep fine. I actually don't have any problem, but I'm like a toddler who doesn't want to go to bed at night. Right. So it's like, it's 9 o'clock and I'm tired. I'm like, I don't want to go to bed yet. I want to play, do other things. Comes 11 o'clock. I'm not ready for bed. Jake's like, are you coming to bed? I want to do a few more things. And then it ends up being midnight or one and I have to get up at 6 every morning. And it's a problem. So she's like, your body, Tiffany, you're aging. And so this is it. Like, maybe you could do that before. Turns out your body's saying, hello, you can't. So there is a spiritual practice in there because I don't love accepting my limits of being a human being.
That is so real. We won't have this turn into a midlife podcast episode. Yeah. But it turns out things like that change as we get older. And again, we got to shift some rhythms and shift some things around in our lives. So thanks for sharing all of that. Yeah. And it's good that you're like paying attention to it and and navigating all of those things. Yeah. So
how about you? What is yours gonna look like? I know yours look a little different, right?
Yeah, a lot different. Man, yours is so good. I'm like, mine is...
I bet yours is good too. It's
again, that's not the point. I won't compare because it's fine. Yeah. Mine is pretty different. I've definitely gone, there've been moments or times when I've done a rule of life where I have gotten into the nitty gritty details of specific practices like that. Like I have a much longer document that I put together before that goes into some of that. But if I'm honest, like let's talk about how I actually use the rule of life. Mm-hmm. I probably have a lot of those things in the back of my mind, but I'm looking at right now a much higher level kind of document or rule of life that I have printed off and in my office. That's more about, again, kind of the heart or the why that guides some of those things and less about the specific practices. But again, I kind of know what those are in the back of my mind, but this is what I refer to the most. So I can kind of go through that. Think in a lot of those same categories, which I'll get into in a second, but often that that week before the new year, I'm also just like kind of asking the Lord, like, is there a theme or even a passage that you really want me to try to embody or to internalize or think about this year? I don't know, this one's changed for a couple of years. It kind of shows where I've been at, but the one most recently was this passage in Matthew 11 where Jesus says that you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And so I just wanted to lean into that and my relationship with God, but also like actually how I work and how I do other things, of like a lightness and a freeness and a joy and that kind of thing. And to live into that invitation. So, as I get into these different categories, a lot of it has to do with that. So I think about my relationship with God, my relationship with others, my overall health, whether that's physical or mental, finances and work. Those are kind of the big categories.
Those are good categories, yeah.
And so relationship with God, again, this can change if there's different things that I want to lean into, but like what I've written down for this one is that I want to live, this will sound ridiculous, but it means something to me. I want to live loose and free, like in God's love and freedom. Like, again, this lightness of like the yoke isn't heavy. Like, yeah, work can be heavy. Family can be, there's a lot of hard stuff going on. And yet he invites us into this joy and into this lightness. Mm-hmm. And so I want to live into that.
To interrupt you, Chris, I feel like because you created this during COVID. Is this?
Yeah, that's when I first started.
Because I feel like even just knowing you, that's when I first started getting to know you and working with you. And like I have seen a huge shift between COVID and now. Like if you don't know Chris, high capacity, like always, but doing so much. And but you do it in a way that is light and joyful. You never really seem stressed. You bring this presence into every meeting that is light, and it's exactly what we need because we do hard things, right? We carry hard things as pastors, and so I just want to affirm that this is,
Well, the rule of life works then because that's not naturally who I am necessarily, and but yeah, it's a hope that I have. I don't know, I mean, I'm going down a rabbit trail here, but so many times, I mean, this isn't just a ministry thing, but I think I've seen pastors, but other people in life too who are Christ followers. And it's just like, man, everything is so not just serious, but like heavy, and they just seem tired, and there's like a lack of joy. And I'm like, I don't want that to be how I reflect Jesus to the people around me, to my family, to my coworkers. And obviously life is hard and there's going to be seasons where that happens. But again, like how do I, I'm not a naturally joyful person. I remember being in one meeting and we're talking about like ideas for a sermon series or something. And and I don't know what happened, but I like stood, I was being ridiculous, but I stood up and I'm like, I am fun, you guys, come on. but I've wanted to live into that and grow in that. And so anyway, thank you.
I remember that time.
That means a lot because if we can't, I mean, I love the piece that you just like do things to have fun, like for no reason. And so we need that in our lives, in our lives too. And so, again, that I haven't even started talking about a specific practice, but for me that, often happens most intentionally through scripture, and reading and prayer, and then just rest too, like doing a better job with Sabbath and, periods of rest and that kind of thing. And even with scripture, I was listening to something the other day where, they're talking about spiritual practices, and all of them are great. And we are intentional to talk about different practices that people can experience and that kind of thing. But the number one practice that studies have found lead to transformation and growth is just scripture, is being in it. And so, that's always been a priority, whatever that's looked like for me. But that's the first category. I'll try to speed up with the other ones.
No, you're good. This is great. I think we're all liking to hear.
But yeah, thinking about what I want my relationship with him to look like. And then others, how I relate to others is part of that. And I think especially in COVID, a lot of that revolved around my family. I had two young kids and it was like, man, they're just hard things with the COVID shutdown and all of that. And so me wanting to really show and lead with like gentleness and love was a priority for me in that season. But then also more recently, similar to you, I've started meeting with a couple other guys every other week, which has been a good rhythm just to be intentional with each other and to do that. And there's other ways that this gets reflected in our family. Like we want to be intentional with our neighbors and the people around us and that kind of thing too. But I want to love others well and to have a soft heart in the way that I approach others. And then health, that's led to maybe some physical health changes like in the past of wanting to have better rhythms about exercise and things like that. But mental health too, again, this started in COVID. Yeah. So it's like, we're all going through some stuff then. But I was connecting the dots that like, but I experience better mental and spiritual health when I'm active and when I'm rested. Yeah. So your doctor, right? Sleep.
Yes.
Girl, you got to sleep.
Yep.
And so just wanting to do that. And same thing. I was feeling convicted about like screens and screen time. And so I've done things to remove myself from some of the social media stuff or just do complete fasts every once in a while. But being intentional about those different things. Finances too. I think the overarching thing that I've thought through that I want to be the guiding kind of principle is that I am investing in things that like invest in our family. So that might be like, that might be a vacation. Uh-huh. Like I'm going to prioritize that rather than just like stuff that we don't need. Or it might be like experiences with our kids or, I don't know, something for our home that's going to lead to quality time together or something like that. But also growing just in generosity in general, like trying to live more simply and be able to give more away and to to missionaries that we support in the church and that kind of stuff too. And then honestly, maybe the biggest one for me like has been just thinking about how I work. Again, wanting to work from a place of like joy and rootedness and giftedness. Probably talked enough on the podcast to like, I'm kind of a people pleaser and I want to like prove myself. That probably many of us can relate to that. Like we want to climb the ladder. We want to like show that we're capable and all of those different kinds of things. But I want to work from a place of like, I'm not doing this to gain someone's approval, but to really, to do it in a way that honors God, that that is out of a place of joy and energy, loving people deeply, leading with a soft heart and just invested in the people around me, advocating for the people around me and that kind of thing. So again, from a place of not needing to prove something or do work to feel better about myself, but really to give myself away in whatever it is that God wants to do. And so That's how I think about mine. Again, very different.
I love
like,
it. No,
not all of
great.
It is specifics and specific rhythms, but it definitely does like influence, like even when I'm making decisions or thinking about rhythms in my life. Do I do this thing or do I do this thing? And it's like, well, what are my goals? Like, who do I want to be?
Who do I want to be
in this year ahead? And how am I intentional about that? Like, if we don't have a guiding principle, that's a strategy in itself. Right. And if we're not being formed intentionally, like if we're not watching out for ourselves, who is watching
out
for
us? The world and the places that we're in will form us. Yeah. We are being formed.
Yeah.
It's depending on, are we being intentional about the direction in which you're being formed?
Yeah. So, man, this is good.
Good. Thanks for
this. Means that
sharing.
In like 2 months, I gotta revise this.
It's
thing.
Almost there, so this will be fun. Yeah, maybe go up north at the Be Still place and check that out. But
yeah, for sure.
So hopefully, y'all, this has been helpful for you. Just kind of give you an imagination for what it could look like. If you Google Rule of Life, if you look at the images, I think that's been helpful for me just as I've explored what do other people's look like.
Yeah.
Some people have really different things on their Rule of Life. And so the point is to sit with God and to ask him, are there invitations that he has for you? And it can start out really simple. But maybe just do something. And so we're going to, again, put some resources in some of the ones we talked about, maybe a couple more in the show notes to help you. If you would like to share your Rule of Life with us, we would be honored to see it. If you want some, even if it's like, hey, I'd love to think through some of this, catch us on a Sunday or send us an email. I'd love to give some feedback or resources or ideas. The thing is, you try something out, especially at the beginning. Put some things down, try it out for a couple of months. If it doesn't work, change it. Mm-hmm. This is really for you and God to it's a working document, if you will, between you and God as you figure out how to be intentional. So.
And maybe like share it with someone eventually, whether that's a spouse or a close friend. I think it took me a while to, even with my wife, to work up the courage because it feels deeply
it's so
like,
vulnerable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, if I don't do these things, like, you know, am I going to feel inauthentic or whatever? Yeah. But it's been super helpful to be on the same page about that. And like, hey, just so you know, like this is, I don't know, help me with this. Like this is who I want to be and the things that I'm focused on. So it could be, good to do as a couple or a family or with friends or whatever, when you feel comfortable doing that. So
I love that idea. Awesome. All right, you guys. Well, this wraps up our Colossians series of this podcast. But we are going to be back next week. We're going to be starting our Advent series. So Christian Eggers and I, we're going to be talking about what is Advent. We're going to give you some resources if you're interested in practicing it, maybe for the first time or the first time in a while. And then Christian's going to spend some time interviewing different people from our staff team about the different themes of Advent. And so we hope that it's a tool that you'll be able to use as you practice this intentional season of time with the Global Church. And so we're excited about that. So we'll see you next week as we dig into Advent.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of Next Steps. Don't forget to check out the show notes for a conversation guide if you'd like to keep the conversation going. If you want to learn more about how to get connected at Blackhawk or simply find resources to help you grow, check out blackhawk.church/hub. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend and subscribe so you won't miss future episodes. Until next time, let's keep following Jesus together.